This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. But when we see Stephen, Franklin, Roger, and James, for instance, in such a case, we find it impossible not to believe that Stephen and Franklin and Roger and James all understood one another from the beginning and all worked upon a common plan or draft drawn up before the first blow was struck. This is about conspiracy, from the House Divided speech. Lincoln has spun out a four-cornered web in which he hopes to catch a fly. The fly was Stephen A. Douglas, his opponent, in the Lincoln-Douglas debates. Lincoln wants to be a U.S. senator and replace Douglas. He has his reasons, but why a conspiracy theory? Wouldn't Lincoln's powerful reasoning be powerful enough? Well, no. And this is why. Conspiracy theories are what politicians, even Lincoln, turn to when, as a last resort, they cannot account for the stormy political events of the day, events that have come to loom larger than ordinary political party conflicts. Sometimes history gets out of hand. Lincoln is looking for a bigger picture here to explain how civil war might be coming and how constitutional democracy might be in danger. This conspiracy theory of Lincoln's is not his finest hour. It's a little bit funny, and he kind of has a tongue-in-cheek sarcasm about it all as he presented it and then represented it. But, and this is why this is relevant to his spiritual life, he is trying to explain how something evil is happening. And in the secular world, when people are afraid of evil and the unknown, they turn to conspiracy theories. Theoretical ideas about how this dot is really connected to that dot, and you'd better watch out because this third dot is really a part of this, and then when the fourth dot gets connected, doom is upon us. That's what secular politicians and pundits have done for years. Explain the horrible by offering the improbable. Conspiracy theories explain what traditional societies explained by magic, and what religious societies explain by God. Conspiracy ideas, magic, and God all try to make big mysteries or movements understandable to our little brains. Lincoln is saying here that the threat of slavery and the threat of slavery spreading into the new states in the West is really, really big and bad. Lincoln imagines here the worst, a wholly slave United States of America. And when you imagine the worst, your enemies imagine the worst about you. So Douglas and then the South think that Lincoln wants to destroy their way of life. He thinks he only wants to contain it. But then he comes up with Stephen, Franklin, Roger, and James, this story as well, and it looks, he says, like you want to destroy us, the Union, and we who do not like slavery. So now both sides are imagining mortal, immoral motives. Eventually, as Lincoln gets older and wiser, he turns to sacred language, not secular language, to explain big evil and its out-of-hand consequences. He calls the evil an offense, eventually. That's a biblical and religious word, offense, like sin. And eventually he explains how the big picture went, how the Civil War happened, as a part of God's justice and suffering redemption. It wasn't really Stephen and Franklin, Roger and James? Not really. They were just pawns in the hands of God's will. So, by the way, who were Stephen, Franklin, Roger and James? Well, Stephen was Stephen A. Douglas, the senator with a bad idea about allowing slavery's extension. Franklin was President Franklin Pierce, who allowed Douglas's legislation, the Kansas-Nebraska Act, to pass. Roger was old Roger Taney, the Chief Justice of the United States, who ruled that the black man, Dred Scott, was not even a human being, according to U.S. law. And James, that was the hapless President James Buchanan, who lied and played secret ball with all these guys in order to appease the South and the slave power. They were the four conspirators. Now, evil is a big deal. It's bigger than a conspiracy. The nation did not have a conspiracy to have slavery. We had the arrogant evil to think that greed and a way of life justified slavery. Finding conspiracy and hunting hypocrisy are early signs that people are becoming trapped by fears, And as one historian put it, then the rational pursuit of our own well-being and safety becomes impossible. So it is that people still look for the later light in Lincoln and wish to be, with him, lighted down in honor, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.